Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Gold, predicting enough to report on Joseph Adrian, date of birth 3/19/1959, date of procedure July 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Gold, for DO, referring physician is Dr. Cassandra Lecomte. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is epigastric pain, abnormal barium esophagram, colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure, informed consent of pain, period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. This is malignancy, we're all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is induced in the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the cecum. Advancing direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. The retroflex is obtained the cardio air reception from the stomach before a gastroscope. Patients then turn around in left lateral position as the gastroscope exam is performed. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advancing direct vision to the cecum, which is ideal for the presence of the appendicitis, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Babcock score is graded as A. (coughs) 7-2-3-2, stomach prep. The patient's had procedure without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from bite block. Next line, there was a small sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was widely patent Schottky ring noted, seen best with deep inspiration. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence, the duodenum, there was a diminutive duodenal bulb polyp, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there were three diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, patient denies any dysphagia upon questioning. Unclear why the barium esophagram was performed as patient denies any symptoms of dysphagia. This is why a dilation was not performed of the Schottky's ring. And also, it was widely patent. Next line. Pending pathology of the duodenal pulp, we'll decide on follow-up endoscopy timing. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled.